This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Never give up, fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss, fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
All right, so on yesterday's show, we had a text message come in when I was on the show. Niaz, he's a cool dude out in Orange County, California. Good guy. Been meaning to tell you. The new music is Snap on Fire. Yes, by the way, for a guy my age, I was able to read and interpret the emojis for you. Yeah, hope all is great. Yes, I am, ma'am. Thanks for that. Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. So today we're going to talk about navigating your life with a Who I Am document. I did change the name of my document a ways back, and I'm glad I did. It made a big difference. I use this all the time. It's part of the programs I teach. I give it to my clients to do all the time, and it just makes a big... it's good. It's a roadmap, right? So we'll talk about that today and help you and tell you why you should have one. If you don't already have one, I'll explain why it is not like a mission statement or anything like that. It's different than that. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. As my grandma Mary from Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, on the banks of the Susquehanna River, where I used to spend my summers and get in trouble all the time, would say, it's been pretty near 18 years since you've been doing this darn podcast. Talked to my mom the other day. My mom said, you still doing that podcast? I said, you know I am. She goes, yeah, I'm just teasing with you. She's 92 and she's teasing with me. She's breaking on me and busting on me there. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here, and glad to have you here today. Yeah, Niaz is funny. The music is funny. Listen, it took me a lot to change the music. It did, but one day I found it. And so I put it on there. I have another one. I do. You don't be surprised if I change the music again as we go. I'm kind of in this creative mode right now. I live and breathe in this place where I can get inside my head and get creative. And my question is always this. It's always this. It's like, I know what I do. I'm here to motivate and inspire. I want to reach out and I want to help you. I want to see if I can get you to move a little bit, get your attention. I know I can't get everybody. Not everybody's going to like me. That's okay. I like me. It's all right. But every single day, whenever I decide I'm going to come out and do something for you, I'm literally saying, how can I get your attention so you can learn a little bit and get what you want today? That's what I do. People ask me, Scott, how do you come up with 5,000 episodes of a podcast? It's simple. I sit down every single day when I do them and I say, what do they need? And whatever comes to me is what you get. I know sometimes that's a bad thing, but yeah, that's how it works. So on Fridays, I always ask the question, how do you want to feel? I've been amazed in my daily awareness journal. It's a prompted journal. I have 9 prompts in there that actually guide me every single day. I have prompts in my journal for a simple reason. There's a little thing that I do. We're using some AI that's pretty cool, and we're creating a model, and a model needs consistency, and it needs data. And so in my daily awareness journal, I have a model that has prompts in it, and I follow those prompts every single day, and it blows my mind how my mind just opens up and does cool things. And I always ask, how do I want to feel? In my daily awareness journal diary. And I always have a different answer. If I've been busy, it's like, I want to feel calm. If I'm tired, I want to feel rested. And sometimes it gets really long. Other times it's just a word. But I promise you today, if you'll take a minute after this show is done and you will just get back into yourself a little bit, take a breath. I just say, how do I really want to feel? You're going to get some answers. It's going to fly into your head right away. I mean, you might get some distraction there too. It's kind of funny when you get to that section, when you open your mind up, at default mode network brain that we're using at that point, when you open the mind up, sometimes like Scott told me to ask how I want to feel. I'm waiting for the answer and you're thinking about lunchtime. It happens. I get it. But every now and then something slips through that's pretty awesome. Take 30 seconds, a minute today. Lean back in your seat and just say, how do I want to feel? It'll work for you. All right, let's talk about this Who I Am thing. Interesting. I wrote this document a long time ago. This is one of the original core concepts of Motivation to Move. I wrote the first book I wrote and didn't finish. which was like 38 years old when I did that. I have several books now I've written and not finished. I have a more I haven't even started yet. But, you know, it's an achievement. How many books have you written that you haven't finished? It's like being a filmmaker. How many films did you make that you didn't get distributed? It's the same thing. But I have several. But the very first one I still have. It's still here. And it is the core of everything I do. And way back when I was just trying to figure this stuff out, I recognized I needed to have a bit of a document to follow for myself. And it wasn't a roadmap. It wasn't a way to go do things. It wasn't all that stuff. It was who I am. And I used to call it a who am I document. But the question bothered me. But I went with it for like 17 years. Who am I? It bugged the heck out of me. And one day I turned around. I said, no, it's who I am. Statement changed. I know. It's like, dude, took you that long to figure that out? It just worked. I never really thought too much about it. But you get my point, right? So it's who I am. So here's the thing. We do need to have a bit of a roadmap to operate the world. But it's not, you know, I get out of bed at 6:45. I do this. It's not that roadmap. It's who you are. It's a bit of a guide. It's a bit of a way to measure whether your actions are matching your values. It's a statement that you know who you are. And probably more importantly, as you walk your day and you talk to people, you know who you are. You know where you live. You know what your values are. You'll make decisions on those values all day long. And if you're a value person, if you're a religious person, especially, I know you're a sinner. That's okay. It's okay. You know that's going to work out for you as long as you're good. But if you have a who I am document, with that and everything else in your life, how you treat your people, how you treat your kids, how you maintain your car, how often you'll get your car washed, just simple little things like that, your life changes. You don't have to follow it every single day. It's just kind of a document that just, I think your grandkids off in the future, and they discover this in the thing you leave them, if you left them the password, that is. Oh, no, you're of the generation where you still have paper. They're going to find it. By the way, you're all invited to my funeral if you have the password. 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now. Who I am. What is it? It is not a mission statement. Could be in there, though. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. It is not a list of affirmations. Could be in there, though. Who I am is a personal cheat sheet to establish how I act and respond in the day's challenge. When I say, what is my pre-planned response in life? Not for a person. In life. Happy, hopeful, joyful. That's my pre-planned response to everything. Do I get it all the time? Mm-mm. That's why I have a piece of paper I can look at. Remind me. Uh-oh, dude, you took all this time to write it. I did something. I actually pulled mine out yesterday. Had a mission statement attached to it. I pulled it out just by chance. I had a client on the phone. He wanted to go over his mission statement with me. Let me give you my response. Please take this the right way, okay? I think there are a lot of mission statements that you can do. Some of the mission statements are very corporate now, and they don't mean anything. The gobbledygook words that nobody, you know, you look at your company mission statement today and tell me if it means anything to you. So we're going over a mission statement. And I opened on my thing here. I brought up my who I am doc, and I had a mission statement in there, and it was really good. And I hadn't read it in 2 years, but it was exactly how I was living my life. So I made him a copy for him and sent it to him, so he have something to look at. It's a cheat sheet. And that's the cool thing about taking the time to do the work. When we get Face Your Passion going here in a few weeks, maybe a month, it's very close, the Roadmap to Me program. When I get that going, we are going to do the work. You are going to understand who you are. You are going to create a Who I Am document in that program. I'm going to make you do it. That's why it's not a course. It's a coaching program. You need the help to do it. Change your life by doing that. We'll talk more about that, okay? You need one. Why do you do what you do? How do you see yourself? How do you see others? How do you act in certain situations? We're still at the new year right now. It's a great time of the year to dig into who you are. That way, when life gets in the way, you'll always be an expert. And you can turn to yourself to make sure you do the right thing. You know, one of the things that we know about your day is that what you think about and what you do, that's who you are. And if you're thinking and doing things that aren't who you are, then you're not going to be happy ever. But until you take the time to sit down and write a document, a Who I Am document, and you don't have to be fancy with it. I'll walk you through it here in a few weeks. But for now, you could literally say who I am and just all the things that you are, and then keep an eye on it because over time it's going to change. It's a living, breathing document. Why is it going to change? Scott, it shouldn't change. It's who I am. It's because you don't know who you are right now. It's because you're going to pull the thing at the surface. You're not going to go deep. You're not going to go deep enough to find it. It's going to take you time. But it is, it's kind of a, like a thread unraveling. When you say, this is who I am today, you become aware. And you start digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And little by little, you go, yeah, it's not really who I am. This is what I really meant by that. And you start to get honest and truthful with yourself. Once you do that, your life changes. Who I am. Let me ask you a question. If you don't know at the deepest places in your heart who you are, how is anybody else supposed to know who you are? You ever wonder why some people assume you are something and you get mad at them? Know who you are. Walk that talk. That will change. Okay, I held off on the rapping all week long. At least I got to play some drums. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. We'll be back here doing this thing again. If you want to play with me, come say hey. I'll be at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, only for cool people.